You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Sar Polymers shares witness a stellar debut on the stock exchanges. A stock lists with 30% gains over the IPO price, supported by healthy subscription and better financial performance. Sar Polymers shares debuted at a price of Rs. 85 on the National Stock Exchange and jumped 5% to Rs. 89 within minutes. The company's Rs. 66 crore IPO was subscribed 17.46 times, backed largely by retail investors and high net worth individuals. The company set the issue price at Rs. 65 per share, the upper end of the band of Rs. 61 to 65 per share offered. Premium listing for the stock was expected as ahead of the listing. Sar Polymers shares commanded a grey market premium of 10 to 15% and the public offer received a healthy response. Over to industry. Goldman Sachs began laying off staff on January 11th in a sweeping cost-cutting drive, with around a third of those affected coming from the investment banking and global markets division, a source familiar with the matter said, reported Reuters. The long-expected jobs cull at the Wall Street Titan is expected to represent the biggest contraction in headcount since the financial crisis. It is likely to affect most of the bank's major divisions, with its investment banking arm facing the deepest cuts, a source told Reuters this month. Just over 3,000 employees will be let go, the source, who could not be named, said on Monday. A separate source confirmed on Wednesday that cuts had started. The cuts are part of broader reductions across the banking industry as a possible global recession looms. At least 5,000 people are in the process of being cut from various banks. In addition to the 3,000 from Goldman, Morgan Stanley has cut about 2% of its workforce, or 1,600 people, a source said last month, while HSBC is shedding at least 200, sources previously said. Meanwhile, Musk's latest move to keep the looming bankruptcy of Twitter at bay has been the non-payment of rents of company's global offices, and that has allegedly led to walling out of Twitter employees from offices in Singapore. Casey Newton from Platformer News reports that Twitter employees were walked out of their Singapore offices by landlords after Musk failed to pay the rent of the office space. Newton tweeted, quote, "I am told Twitter employees were just walked out of its Singapore office, its Asia Pacific headquarters, over non-payment of rent. Landlords walked employees out of the building," unquote. While Twitter is yet to confirm this news, there was a report by New York Times in December that said Twitter did not pay rent of any of its offices to cut down on expenses. Reportedly, the company also did not pay the bill of $197,725 for private charter flights. On to the defense sector, dwelling at various global challenges arising out of conflict, Russia-Ukraine war and terrorism, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The world is in a state of crisis and it is difficult to predict how long the state of instability will last." In his opening remarks at the first session of the two-day Voice of Global South virtual summit on Thursday, Modi raised concerns over rising prices of food, fuel, fertilizers, and economic slump in the face of COVID-19 pandemic, as well as natural disasters driven by climate change. Flagging concerns over sluggish demand and economic crisis triggered by the COVID pandemic and war, Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave the mantra of respond, recognize, respect, reform, and urged the world to stand together to deal with various global challenges. Modi said India has always shared its developmental experience with the brothers of the Global South and added that the Global South has the largest stakes in the future, and most of the global crises have not been created by the countries of the Global South, but they affect them badly. Next up, the G20 summit. The next G20 summit presents a great opportunity for India to showcase many of its strengths and provide leadership to several challenges the world is facing, Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said. Goyal is in the US on an official visit. He co-chaired the India-US Trade Policy Forum meeting with US Trade Representative Catherine Tai on Wednesday. He said that G20 is going to be a very exciting opportunity for India to provide leadership to many of the challenges before the world. The next G20 Leaders Summit at the level of heads of state or government is scheduled to be held on September 9th and 10th in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India will work to further promote oneness inspired by the theme of One Earth, One Family, One Future, and listed terrorism, climate change and the pandemic as the greatest challenges that can be best fought together. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.